Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You guys remember 5-10 years ago where everybody was talking big data, big data? It was like big data was the big fancy word of the day. Big data, big data. What we found out then was that the more data you pour into an algorithm, you only get incremental at a certain point. It's like the point of diminishing returns. It only gets your solution only gets incrementally better. Doesn't matter how much more data you pour into an algorithm. It's not going to have a smarter insight or a smarter solution. What we figured out was that if we grew exponentially, doubled, tripled, quadrupled the size of compute, that your answers had a linear correlation. Your insights from that model, from that algorithm, had a linear correlation to the size of the compute, meaning if you double the compute, you were twice as likely to have a more accurate prediction. If you quadruple the compute, 4x times the accuracy of your predictions. And so hence the AI wars, right? So now you saw everyone, hence why NVIDIA's stock skyrocketed, because they were like, yeah, we've got to buy up everything, because everybody knew the more compute we put. So this theorem was that the more compute we put, the more accurate our stuff will be. And so what you're going to see, so that's the name of the game, right, is scale. And so what you're going to see is more accurate solutions, more accurate capability beyond ChatGPT. ChatGPT is one sliver of the AI story. That's a chatbot. It's some people refer to it as a stochastic parrot. It's one capability. There's tons of capabilities. Researchers in Netherlands, for the first time, raced drones upwards of accelerations of 5G for the first time. An all AI drone won that race, right? And so that is the result of accelerated compute and supercompute power being brought to these models. So it's essentially, Rashad, it's sky's the limit. Right now, the prevailing wisdom is the more compute you bring to the table, the smarter whatever it is you're trying to do will be.
Yeah, and that could become something dangerous, right? The smarter it becomes, the less we have over control of it. So you brought up the term AI wars. So let's talk about the AI wars. Yeah. You see these companies, you brought up OpenAI. You know, they've partnered with Microsoft. We've seen Amazon and Anthropic. We see NVIDIA working with all of them. We see Foxconn. Where are we with the AI wars? Obviously, there's a geopolitical undertone to it, right? As we see NVIDIA being capped on what they can sell to China, China putting bans on certain American companies. Where are we at? What are the solutions? Are more foundries, which are where chips are being created, the solution in America? What are you taking on the landscape?
Yeah, that's such a big question, Troy, and it's got to be tackled. And so a couple of things. Really in a cheeky fashion, I'll say, you want to think about this the way you think about, and way back in the day when I was in grad school, I used to have a Hotmail that was undercover nerd at hotmail.com. So I'm an undercover nerd. So I love me some Star Wars. So what I will tell you is you want to think about it the way you think about the Sith. They come in pairs, right? So you always have the master, and then you have the trainee, if you will, or whatever, right? So the way you want to think about this is Microsoft paired up with OpenAI. That part of that partnership is we will provide you the compute and the infrastructure for you to do your magic, right? Mm-hmm. Now look at Anthropic. Who's Anthropic's partner? Amazon, right? So they said up to $4 billion. They didn't say $4 billion in cash. It was like up to $4 billion they kept it really nebulous, meaning that they're going to make sure that they have access to their compute, because Amazon is now investing in building their own GPUs, Inferentium and Trainium, which are relatively inauthentic titles for their GPU chips. And then you have Inflection.ai, which is one that I'm keeping an eye on. It hasn't hit a lot of the buzz that Anthropic and OpenAI has, but keep an eye on Inflection.ai, which is founded by Mustafa Suleiman, who was the founder of Google DeepMind. So remember what I told you at the beginning, you always follow the rock stars. Where the rock stars go, it's like, remember back in the day when Premier got on a record with somebody, you knew that record was going to be hot, right? That's how you want to think about these rock stars in the AI and the Silicon Valley space. Where they go, you follow them because something is happening. So Inflection AI is partnered with Google. So one, you want to look at, follow those partners. And what do we know about all of the big brothers in those partners? They all are infrastructure companies, right? And they all are infrastructure companies. And then Anthropic, OpenAI, and Inflection.ai are all platform companies. So now you're marrying infrastructure and platform. And then you want to think about NVIDIA. NVIDIA is like everybody could cop, right? Like we sell into everybody. Now folks are going to go on their own at some point. Even OpenAI is really cagey about whether or not they're going to get into the GPU space. And so that goes to your point around the fabs, right? So where Joe Biden's White House, the administration passed the Chips and Science Act a couple of years ago, maybe a year and a half or so ago, which pumped $62 billion into this space. But that's a paltry amount compared to what needs to be done for U.S. to step up and really be a player in chip making. But it's doing its job, which is it's greasing the skids. It's getting the party started. So you're going to see a lot more players jump in from an infrastructure standpoint. And when you have more infrastructure, you're going to have more platform capability as well. So it's right now the Chips and Science Act is feeding the frenzy. The infrastructure entities are feeding the frenzy. And so, you know, we'll sit back and see over the next few months who comes out ahead.
Who do you think, well, tell me what applications do you see in the military and defense space for AI, because of course we have a geopolitical issue with all the wars, but I think one of the areas that's been most underdeveloped at scale has been our defense. What applications do you see there, and what are your thoughts on China's desire to take over Taiwan and capture TSM?
All right, so a couple of things, really important things that you mentioned there. So on the defense side, I think where we're struggling right now is on cybersecurity. So remember, we not only have to be on the offensive, we have to be on the defensive as well with respects to attacks, right? And so we're creating, we need to create capabilities on both ends, both to be a cybersecurity threat to an adversary, but then protect home when it comes to cybersecurity. I mean, there is so much space there. Innovation has stymied for a short while, and now with AI, I think there is a lot that can be done and should be done in this space. And so what you'll see in part of the new federal executive order that came out is that there's this hiring strategy that they're implementing, not only internally, but from abroad as well, opening it up so that we can do better in the cybersecurity and cyber threat space. I think that's the best that I can do. What little bit I do know, I'm not sure how much I can share, but a lot of that stuff is behind closed spaces. I think now, with respect to China, I have to say I'm not thoughtful or smart enough to comment on that. What I will say is, with the CHIPS and Science Act, and with a lot of stuff that America has been doing since the Obama administration and has followed all the way through to now, we are making ourselves less and less independent, less and less dependent on Taiwan and TSMC. Okay. And so I think the last conversation I had on this with someone that I thought was really thoughtful and smart here, when we were 3 to 5 years away from really feeling comfortable that everything would collapse if China did invade Taiwan. But if China were to invade Taiwan tomorrow, a lot of tech companies, a lot of companies, period, in the U.S. would be in a world of hurt. I think we've been slow to move ourselves out of that dependency, but the urgency is there, and we're ramping up.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.